833-855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, there goes that music that disappeared on me.
Yeah, that went really fast.
1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. We're going to go right into your phone calls coming up. We've been talking about international news, and since we talked about Spain, let's talk about France. We'll get to that story here in a moment about apparently the tax rate in France going crazy.
Insane.
But first, we go back to Butt Leakage is his name. So he says, and he's back on Free Talk Live from Indiana. You wanted to explain to us binary code? And you will be able to do this in a way that will be relevant and timely and interesting to the majority of our listening, general listening audience who are not free, they are not FPS gamers, they are not programmers for, you know, computer systems?
Yes. Okay, here it goes.
Why all should, right. First of all, before you go into it, why should the average listener care about what binary is?
Well, everybody's always thinking about the ones and zeros, right? And it's always a big deal. And
Nope.
Well, I mean, it's a quick explanation. It's actually super easy.
All right, hit me.
Okay. A transistor is an electronic component that is simply a switch. It is either on or off. Of course, they're very tiny. That's why you can put billions of them inside of a processor. Well,
okay.
If you start from the right and go to the left instead of going from the left to the right, and you start off with one, and then you double it to two, and then you double that to four, and then you double that to 8, 16, 32, mm-hmm. 64. You know, that's why you get like the Nintendo 64, the 256K modem. Okay,
right.
That's binary, okay? So it's either on or off, one or zero, and it's a counting up. So if all of the transistors are off, it'll be zero. If all of the transistors are off, but the one on the far right, which represents the number one, is a one or on, then that equals one. If all of the transistors are off and the one at the very end is off, but the one to the left of it, which is the two transistors on, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
How do you count three? You take two plus one. So if all zeros, one, one equals three. Then all zeros, one, zero, zero is four. Because that's the number four transistor, it's on, and the number two transistor is off, the one transistor is off. How do you get five? Well, you...
Are you going to count? How far are you going to count? Is this like a...
Well, just
seriously?
To make it logic. You know, yeah, because it goes 1, 2, 4, 8. So the number eight is 1, 0, 0, 0.
No, 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 no.
All right.
This is great, but I mean...
I think you've already lost most everybody in the audience. Look, I get that binary is important, and this is what you should have answered in the first place when I asked you why it's relevant. The answer to that question is because everything that's digital is based on this. So,
yeah,
you know, when you put a CD-ROM in a computer, if anybody still uses CD-ROMs, you know, it's reading holes. It's reading holes in a, you know, basically like an aluminum sheet that's in that disk.
And the holes are called transistors.
And yeah, if the laser passes through, then you know that's a zero or whatever, and if it doesn't, then that's a one. And and all of these zeros and ones together make the beautiful picture that you see on your Blu-ray player. And, you know, but Leakage, I appreciate the call. I appreciate your attempt, but it ended up being a counting exercise, and we don't really need to spend national radio time on that. But anyway, my point being that binary is important because that is the basis of everything that's digital, and of course everything that's digital is so important to our lives today, but ultimately that's really all you need to know about it.
Right, and anyone who programs, you know, they don't even use binary. They're using programming languages, which is, you know, converted into machine code and then into binary. So
that's true.
You know,
now we're getting a little bit more esoteric, but the binary that you're talking about, back in the day, they used to have punch cards
that people would actually need to know what this stuff was. But, you know, now it's converted into more like an English-type language.
Right.
You know, where it doesn't look like English that you would read in a book, but at least the words are recognizable and they're actually words instead
of... You type the words when you're programming, and as opposed to the punch cards where you would literally have to punch out, you know, holes essentially for, you know, to have the computer recognize numbers and stuff like that.
And isn't it exciting that, yeah, the whole world seems to use English when programming?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's...
Are you a programmer?
Yeah, I actually competitively programmed back when I was in high school. So I found butt leakages rant a little bit exciting. I was enjoying that because that was a little bit of a recap from Programming 101, but... Yeah,
I don't know if that was a troll call or not. Like, did he just want to count up numbers in binary?
He's just innocent fun.
You think so?
Yeah, he's called before and just had an innocent fun question. Maybe he'll call again with something similar.
You know, something I wanted to mention, but I didn't get a chance last hour, and I think it's important. I don't want to, like, forget it tonight. Is this show is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is your movie, Derek J, and it is available for free. Folks can watch it at victimlesscrimespree.com, and it's been up now for over a month. It's closing in on 20,000 views on YouTube. I don't know how many people have downloaded it on Torrent. There's no way to track that statistic. But there's, you know, people that are downloading it there as well. How many folks have downloaded and shared it with their friends? How many have, you know, had a movie night where friends come over and watch this? I don't know. So how many people have actually seen the film? We can't predict that. We don't know the answer. But it's doing very well. You know, we're not trying to make money off of it. In fact, it's available free at victimlesscrimespree.com. But what I did want to mention is that there's a fundraiser going on right now. We're running a contest, actually. And it is a contest for an exclusive autographed movie poster. So a 2x3, so 2 foot by 3 foot, kind of standard movie poster dimensions. That is now up over at victimlesscrimespree.com. I put the information about the contest right on the front page of the site while the contest is running. And basically we're going to give away this is exclusive. We're giving away two movie posters. One of them will be to online fans. The other will be to people that actually come physically to the live premiere. We're actually going to premiere Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree in just over a week from tonight. So this next Saturday, the 15th, in Keene, New Hampshire, we'll be at the Keene Cinemas movie complex here in town, and we'll be premiering the film at 9:45 in the morning. So it's bright and early, but it's going to be worth the trip because, Derek J., you're going to be there in person.
That's right.
And there's going to be a Q&A session. Hopefully people will have questions after the film is over.
Oh, I know people are going to have questions.
We're going to have I'd love to pack the theater full of people, and then we're guaranteed to have a really good Q&A session. There are no tickets to buy. You just show up. First come, first serve, first in the door. You get in for free. And that's because I, as the executive producer, have ponied up the cash up front to make this a free event. I could have done it two ways. We could have done it where the theater was charging an amount to get in, and then there would have been a split between us and the theater. And I just thought, you know, I want to make sure everyone can see this film who wants to see the film, to where, you know, $5 or $10 is going to be too much for some people. I want everybody to get in.
Right, and it's keeping in line with the theme of, you know, putting this movie out on YouTube and out in the torrent version so that folks, it is accessible. And a lot of folks have been enjoying it who would never come across this movie otherwise. Yeah. So I find that to be a really enjoyable hearing from, you know, like grandparent-esque type people in this. I enjoyed your film.
It's
like, what? Really? Great.
If you like a good movie, this is a good movie. And it's a documentary, and it's not a boring documentary at all. So it's
very fast-paced, and, you know, there's something for everyone in there.
So here's how you win. You don't have to be at the premiere. If you're at the premiere, you have a chance to win a poster at the premiere if you are contributing money at the premiere. So we're going to take donations to help cover the cost of the theater.
Right.
So if you put some money in at the theater, you'll possibly win a poster at the theater. But you can also win one online. So maybe you aren't anywhere near Keene, New Hampshire, and you can't make it here for the premiere. That's okay. We've got an online-only giveaway that we're going to do, and the way it works is it's $5 for one raffle ticket, $10 for three. So if you go to victimlesscrimespree.com, you'll see a chip in there on the front page of the site. Just chip into that chip in, whatever amount you want to. And you know, if it's more than $10 and it's every $10 increment, you'll get three tickets for that. So we had a guy put in $100, I think yesterday,
boom,
which is great. And obviously you get more chances then, so the more you put in, the better your chances. And it's going to be, of course, Derek J. autographed. So not only is it exclusive in that there are only two of them being given away, and there are only five being printed, so the other three are going to the production team, you, myself, and Bo, the editor, will all get one. So only two will be available to the public, and they will both be autographed. So if you want a chance at that,
come and get it, folks. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com.
Get over there. Get your money into the chip in at VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. It helps us cover the cost of the theater. It's we call it sponsoring a seat. You're sponsoring a seat in the theater because you can't make it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free. 855-453 is the toll-free number, brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you there. They're all completely free. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you may visit m.freetalklive.com. to get quick access to our live streams. We've got three different sizes. We've got broadband, mid-band, and narrowband, so different bit rates for different size internet connections.
You'll find all that at n.freetalklive.com. Also, links to software for various different operating systems, phone brands that you'll be able to utilize to listen to those streams. Plus, there's our podcast available there, too. Go to n.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to move together with other people who think like you do. I'm actually eating food created by another Free State Project participant right now. Like, that's how great things are here. I don't even have to feed myself some nights because there are other liberty activists in the area who really enjoy being in the kitchen, and they, you know, cook food for on a kind of an agorist basis, you know, without governmental permission, cook food for people. And, you know, I don't know if they're making a bunch of money off of it, but it's something they're doing for the community, and it's really cool.
If they weren't making money, they wouldn't do it.
Well, I would think it wouldn't go on for very long, that's for sure. And Shauna is a great cook, and we're lucky to have her here in the Keene area. But, you know, this is one of the nice things about having a community of people that that loves the ideas of liberty, is different people are good at different things, and they can focus on the things that that they're good about. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you're cooking for activists, that's activism. You know, like, there's different levels of activism, different styles of activism. There's politics, there's civil disobedience, there's, you know, street theater, there's outreach, creating media, and, you know, cooking. That's something, too. I think it counts. So 855-450-FREE. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement of over 1,000 now people who are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are over 12,500 people who are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get together and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's why you're here, and that's why I'm here, Derek J.
That's why I came.
Yeah, and it's great. And it's sad that you're going to have to leave soon because you're going on your exile tour.
Yeah, I don't feel very safe here anymore. Not because the activists haven't been wonderful and the environment and the landscape is great, but the police really have it out for me, so I have to get out of here for a little while, at least while I have 3 years of prison time over my head.
Yeah, for sure. And you'll be gone. You'll be touring around the country, and people can follow what you're doing over at libertyontour.com.
Just blogged there earlier today, yes.
Excellent.
Check out libertyontour.com. That's where I'll be blogging about the exile tour. There's also my personal blog, which is livefreeordance.com, and that's where I'm blogging about some other more personal things.
Great. And I hope you'll still continue to blog at Free Keene as well. You know, put selected whatever's features from your other blogs over there as you feel appropriate, because I know that there's a decent audience there, and I'm sure they love to hear updates from you.
Great.
So maybe they haven't yet gotten a clue that you're blogging over at libertyontour.com, which is, you know, something you can do is clue them in and point them there with updates. So I'm looking forward to following and seeing what happens when you're on the road, because you're going to be meeting all kinds of interesting people going from place to place and hooking up with other liberty activists in various different places, including Washington, D.C., which is probably one of the scariest places to be a liberty activist. But you're going there. You're going to be doing some interning or, I guess, an actual like a paid gig with Adam.
Yeah, it's a real gig, and so folks can look forward to an upcoming comedy news show produced by Adam and I and some other collaborators, and so that should be coming up in October, if not sooner. So get ready for some laughs and some news from a liberty perspective.
Excellent news. All right. So, Derek, you wanted to share with us, as we've been talking about Spain and the secession going on there, maybe we'll hear some secession rumblings coming out of France in a little bit, because it sounds like people are pretty upset about the tax rate there.
Yeah, I would be upset. So some background for folks who weren't paying attention. I had to clue myself in because I wasn't paying attention to France's election very closely. But the basic gist is France had an election recently. Sarkozy was the president before. He ran for re-election, and this challenger was François Hollande, and he ran on this really popular campaign of tax the rich at 75%.
That stuff always works with people.
Hey, what do we want? Free stuff. When do we want it? Now. So that's pretty much the campaign he ran on, and he won. Big surprise. So, you know, landslide victory for him. He's part of the socialist government. And today, or earlier yesterday, he was facing mounting questions about whether or not he was going to back down on that promise of taxing the rich at 75%. And he, you know, some folks in the government had reported that the rate would be reduced down to 67%. You know, to me, that's sort of nominal. Once it's over 50%, it's completely
it's
ridiculous.
Brutal.
I would want to get out of there, you know, immediately. But Yeah. So he says, no, I'm definitely going to stick to it. For folks who make over €1 million a year, they are taxed at 75%, and this is going to be starting in 2013. It hasn't taken effect yet.
Oh, yeah. That's enough time to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. So I anticipate, you know, that there are going to be a lot of people who are unhappy with this. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that a lot of the job producers, you know, are going to stay and say, well, it's worth it for the government to take 3/4 of my income and leave me with this scraps of just 1/4 of what you produce.
At some point, you've got to get fed up and actually do something about
that. What is that, 6 hours of your day that you get to keep?
It's tremendous.
Forget about it.
It's outrageous.
So, yes, that is part of the scenario, and I don't think folks are going to stand for it. And with what's going on in Spain with the secessionist movement, I see the same thing. It's about to happen. People either voting with their feet and getting the heck out of France, because what does France have that Germany or, you know, any of the other places don't have?
Sure.
It's all Europe. It's all almost the same.
Surely there are differences, but it's not hard to go somewhere else, right?
Right. I mean, people are people. And so I'm sure they either will move or have some sort of popular secessionist movement or...
What is immigration like within the Euro, the kind of European Union?
I get the impression I don't know about immigration, but I know the travel is a lot easier. I get the impression, you know, people are able to take a plane flight from anywhere in Europe to another part of Europe
for
$50.
Or a lot of trains.
Yeah, but for the equivalent of about $50, you can get from one part of the continent to the other. So why wouldn't folks just be moving all over the place to wherever there's the most economic freedom? Baffles me that anyone would stay in France unless you're just, you know, looking for a free handout.
It's shocking, but yet, there's tax rates that are pretty high here in the U.S., and you see that happening, like folks leaving the Empire State. A lot of producers are leaving the states that have the higher tax rates for states with lower tax rates, so that certainly does happen here.
Well, David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, actually made a comment about Hollande, the President of France, comment, and he said that he would be rolling out the red carpet. That's a quote
for the people that want to leave.
French businesses and individuals fleeing the new regime.
That's a smart thing for him to do.
Hey, I think it's brilliant, and I think a lot of folks are going to take him up on that offer.
I don't think I'd want to go to Great Britain, but you got to go somewhere. It's better to leave the place where they've got the 75% tax rate and go anywhere else. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Of course, here in the U.S., they're hitting you 30-50% taxes, but then they hit you with all kinds of other taxes, so it really probably does end up being 75% for a lot of people. They just don't realize it. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And don't forget, you can join Derek J. over on his website, liveforyourdance.com. Also, the site that he is blogging on about his tour is Liberty on Tour, his exile tour, libertyontour.com. So plenty of ways to get more from Derek J there. 855-450-FREE allows you to get in touch tonight. You can, of course, call in about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Got some bad cop stories coming up here if we get the chance, including a perverted cop who's been busted. I can share that with you. But we've been talking about tax rates and secession, and apparently in France, the proposal here is that, or the what's coming down the pipe is that in the beginning of 2013, they're going to be raising the top tax tier to 75% for the richest of folks in France.
That's right. And that excludes the end of this article. It came from the Financial Times, by the way, so folks can look this up. It's at FT.com. It excludes certain professionals like sports and movie stars. Can you believe this?
Oh, wow.
Just boom. Just
we love our stars. We let them have whatever they want. But all you business people that are actually producing something, you know, like that people want to buy besides, you know, entertainment, screw you. We don't want you around here.
It's amazing to me. So, of course, I can see the entertainment industry, the people who the masses are watching. These people are not going to be complaining about the tax rates. It's only going to be those greedy capitalists.
That's a great point. Yeah, because the movie people are, you know, influential. We were talking the other night on Free Talk Live about this pop culture obsession that so many
Madonna
Americans
just
have.
Endorsed Obama. So I mean, yeah. So this is like just. It's ridiculous. All the movie star people, they're all in the bag for just the same old regimes. It's just
sad.
History, you know, rhyming.
Madonna made a lot of news, made a splash during the Ultra Festival down in Florida. I don't know if you heard about it this year.
No, what's this?
This year's Ultra Music, it's an electronic music festival, and she was one of the headliners there, even though she's not really electronic music.
No, she's not. That doesn't count.
But, you know, if you can get Madonna for your event, then
sure.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
So she got on the stage, and I guess her new album's name is MDNA.
Was really cute.
She made some sort of comment about Molly, which is a street slang for
for basically for MDMA ecstasy, and she made a comment about it, and it was, you know, very positive sounding comment, sort of acknowledging that, hey, it's an electronic music festival, probably a lot of people that are on ecstasy, and so that's kind of, she was commenting about that, and she made a splash because, you know, this is controversial, like Madonna's endorsing drug use on stage, and there she goes endorsing Barack Obama, who is nothing more than a scumbag drug warrior who's putting the very people that are buying her albums in jail cells. The people that were attending her concerts are being put in jail cells by this man, and she endorses him. Sick. Confusing. People are very confused.
Well,
I don't know what they're doing.
I'm sure it's just the money talking and not actually her, you know, rational self-interest here. You know, it's her self-interest to take money from people who, you know, want her to endorse Obama. But, yeah, if she could rub two brain cells together, she would see that Obama would just as soon put anyone in jail for having MDMA than, you know, cocaine or weed or any
he
of the other drugs that he's done.
He won't even back off on weed, yeah. Right,
the drugs that he's done.
He was a pothead,
still putting people in jail for.
Big time. If you look at the bios about him when he was growing up, total pothead.
Right, and he admits that, and even says a little bit of blow, joking about it, using street names for the things that he did,
like it's a joke.
Right, and as if his life would be better off had he served prison time. You know, as if he would actually end up being the president of the United States,
or even senator.
Had he done prison time for the drugs that he did. But no, he has no problem putting other people in jail. And a lot of people don't know that, oh, because they're like, oh, well, weed is legal in Colorado and California. Weed's fine there. No, they're still, the feds are still intercepting
at his command.
Dispensaries. And he's in charge. So, I mean, I don't know how any pot smoker can still support Obama when they know that he is telling other people to go in and raid dispensaries where people are getting their medicine.
He wants to put you in jail or your friends if they're pot users. He wants to put your family members, your friends in jail, and is not apologetic about it for doing the very same thing that he once did. And of course, Romney's no better. I don't want to make it sound like we're bashing Obama to support Romney. He's no better. Romney's a total jerk off when it comes to how he treats people for medical marijuana. There was a guy who was in a
The video
wheelchair.
Of the guy in a wheelchair. Yeah. He was asking, you know, would you arrest me if I used marijuana for medicine?
Blew him off.
Just didn't even respond.
And I can't say Obama would have treated him any differently, but, you know, scumbags are scumbags, and Obama and Romney are total scumbags.
Yeah, he's never made any comment about, you say, ending prohibition or comparing the prohibition of marijuana to the prohibition of alcohol. Like, a lot of people will make a comparison. Ron Paul makes the comparison. And people know that prohibition doesn't work.
You know, as an aside, since we're talking about the political candidates for a moment, did you see the video where, as our token gay man on the show tonight,
oh God,
did you see the video where Romney sits down with a gay Vietnam veteran?
Oh, okay, yeah, this is an older one.
Is it old?
Yeah.
I just saw it the other day on Facebook, so
okay,
I didn't
realize. Okay, so you recap the story for us real quick.
So he's in New Hampshire and campaigning, I guess it was, you know, during the primary. And he's introduced to this, you know, Vietnam veteran. The dude's got some kind of a, you know, war hat on. You know how they have those, the old men like to wear their
military. Yeah, it looks like the hamburger flipper hat. You know, the pointed ones that look sort of like a sailboat.
So he's introduced to this guy. And, of course, Romney, you know, his world only exists. He's got this, you know, very regimented version of the world where if you're in the military, there's no chance that you're a gay man, right? So, like, he thinks this dude is like your standard military war veteran, kind of rough and guff old man, and he is, but he's gay. And that's the part that Romney is, like, completely not in on. He does not realize this about him as he sits down. He's like, oh, yeah, how old are you? Oh, yeah, you were in Vietnam. Well, I was in college at that time. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's kind of this politician schmooze talk. And he sits down at the table, and this dude corners him with a question about gay marriage, basically. And Romney is like a deer in headlights. He wasn't expecting to hear that from somebody who, you know, was in the military.
Boom! Smacked in the face.
Yeah, he's so used to having his militaristic, conservative brethren surrounding him and, you know, pumping him up. And then all of a sudden this, you know, grizzled Vietnam that hits him with a question about gay marriage. And, of course, he's like, well, I think marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what I think. And, of course, the military vet is like, so basically you don't support my right to have a partner and have that person, you know, be able to see me in the hospital and, you know, have benefits as a female partner would, but he's a man. And, of course, the guy sitting across from him is his, you know, life partner, another guy. It was interesting.
Boom! Yeah, how uncomfortable could a politician ever be? I think that must be it for him. I can't imagine he was ever made to feel more uncomfortable than that moment. And it was great.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to that New Hampshire vet.
For sure.
Because I really enjoyed watching that. And I hope that it gave Mitt Romney a chance to reflect and say,
hope so.
How would I feel if this were my lover, if I were in this situation? So good on him.
Let's go to Gib in South America. Gib, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, Derek J. And Ian. I just wanted to say I downloaded the Victimless Crime Spree. I love it.
Excellent.
Rock on.
Great job.
Did you download the torrent?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I'm down here teaching English, and I downloaded it, and it's a little entertaining for me, so it was great to watch, and I just wanted to congratulate you on a great job and hope that you have a good opening night.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Yeah, it's actually going to be an opening morning. We're doing the premiere at 9:45 a.m. at Keene Cinemas. You know, I could have done it like an 11 o'clock at night show or midnight show or something like that, but I figured it would be easier to get people to come out in the morning for something on a weekend.
You know, I think so.
I don't want to try to take away somebody's nighttime, and this way we can kind of make a real event out of it. We'll have the Q&A after the premiere. We'll have a luncheon in the park as well afterwards. So it'll be just kind of a whole Derek J. morning, basically. I think that'll be fun.
You know, Gib, running from the police is the same in all languages, so I hope that your students can enjoy this movie, too.
Gib, I don't know if you had more. You just wanted to say something nice. If you do have more, you're welcome to stick with us and bring that up in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, of course. For those that don't know, we're talking about Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. That's what he's bringing up. You can see it yourself free right now, or after the show's over, at victimlesscrimespree.com. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. To the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Love the old and we, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
More international news here, this one from Germany.
We're so international today.
According to the Huffington Post, an elderly German farmer's field went to pot on Tuesday after local drug enforcement agents knocked on his door to inquire about the crop of cannabis growing on his property. According to CNBC, the 74-year-old Bavarian man told police he had wanted to plant sunflowers in a fallow field that he normally uses for growing potatoes. Since he didn't have any sunflower seeds handy, the farmer decided to scatter bird seed around the field instead. According to local, the bird seed mix that he used contained hemp, resulting in an unintentional crop of more than 1,000 cannabis plants. Concerned, now can you call it, I guess you can call it cannabis if it's still hemp, right?
I would.
Okay. Concerned neighbors alerted police to the field of 10-foot-tall plants, which the farmer had failed to recognize as cannabis.
He's 74, so... He may not know.
Or, I don't know. How can you not know? I mean, if you're looking for sunflowers, presumably you would know what...
Yeah, but he knew they weren't sunflowers.
Oh,
he couldn't
right.
find the sunflower seeds. So it was
yeah.
just mixed seeds. So
good
he didn't
point.
Know what they were. You just, oh, great, I have some plants now instead of fallow field.
Once the police explained the situation, the man proceeded to plow the field with his tractor, destroying the hemp.
Boy.
An NBC News translation of a Bavarian press release from the police stated the cannabis the farmer grew was too weak to have an intoxicating effect. That's because it was hemp. And hemp does not have the necessary THC flowing through its veins. The farmer isn't off the hook just yet. However, Bavarian police spokesbureaucrat Stefan Brabitz told NBC the man's case still has to go in front of a judge who will decide whether or not to file formal charges. Although this farmer's hemp cultivation appears to have been a mistake, other farmers have been caught red-handed growing psychoactive cannabis, also known as marijuana. In 2011, state and federal drug enforcement agents arrested two California brothers growing, known for growing tomatoes after they raised a pot crop in their hothouse. The DEA seized 2,168 plants in their raid.
Wow.
And then they go on to explain that hemp is a kind of cannabis grown in different parts of the world, such as Canada, for use as grain and fiber. Germany once had a ban on hemp growing, but according to the Hemp Industries Association, that restriction was lifted in 1995. However, CNBC reported that under German law, it is illegal to knowingly grow cannabis. So he didn't know. And it would seem as though that he should be able to be let off the hook
in this particular case.
Let the old man go.
But
he's someone's grandpa.
But I think that's, you know, one of the interesting parts about this is that it really shows how ridiculous these drug laws are. Like, this old man just literally accidentally planted 1,000 cannabis plants.
He's a threat.
And look at all of this response that has happened here. I mean, he hasn't intended, you know, to sell pot to kids or anything like that. I mean, there's no, you know, malintent on this man's part. Not that there's anything bad about cannabis at all, but you know, this, there's nothing that you can ascribe to this man as, you know, wanting to be some sort of a drug dealer. That's clearly not what was going on here. He wasn't trying to conceal this crop. It was right out there in the open. It was so, they've been growing for so long, they'd reached 10 feet tall. So clearly, you know, they were untouched for quite a while. And it just really shows, like, look, this old, you know, nice old man, he's just growing some hemp. Now it's a problem.
Hey, you're trying to make this old guy out like he's no problem. But, buddy, I'll tell you, you just want everyone to grow these plants. You're going to let anyone do it.
I would love for that to happen. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, anybody who wants to should be able to grow whatever damn plants they want to. I mean, the whole idea that a plant is illegal in the first place is ludicrous. It's an outrage against human freedom.
Trying to protect us, okay? And they know what's best, so they'll tell you what plants you can and can't have. Otherwise, kids will be taking this stuff. You know, they'll have it in schools.
And of course, they already do. I mean, anybody that's ever been to school knows that cannabis is available. There is always somebody on school campus or more than one person who's willing to sell some to you. And the reality is that people in government schools and all schools are reporting that they can easily get cannabis in comparison to alcohol. It's actually more difficult for them to get their hands on alcohol.
Well, look, we have to treat all criminals the same. It doesn't matter that he's 74 and didn't know what he was doing. We have
send
to treat
him to the
all.
Gulag.
Yeah, or else there's no such thing as justice or the rule of law, Ian.
Jeremy.
So just be real here.
Jeremy's on the line in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey.
Hi. I was reading my local paper the other day from Delaware County, which is about right next to Philly, and there was an article from the police chief, and it was about a recent drug raid. And I've heard you guys talk about the drug war on the show, and just reading the article, there was just so much, I don't know if I want to call it doublethink or cognitive dissonance, but it wasn't making sense because the raid was multi-jurisdictional, so there was like U.S. Marshals, county sheriff, local police, state police, and part of the raid was warrant service. I think they had like something like 30 warrants, but they were also talking about how they were arresting drug dealers and that they had caught like 15 users. But it was really, really interesting because they admitted in the article that people were becoming extremely addicted to opiates, and they were committing crimes to get it. And the police chief even admitted in the article that there were robberies and break-ins and cars vandalized. Like he admitted that people were committing crimes to get the drugs. And then,
and just a point of clarification, Jeremy, the opiates you're talking about, we're talking about prescription pills.
Heroin.
Oh, heroin. Okay. Because both of them are very popular. Heroin's popular, and there's a different market for people that are into, you know, oxycodone, which is basically a legal version of heroin, or prescription version.
Folks who are addicted to the pills, I think the addiction is the violence and the crimes to fuel the addiction is similar. But
yes.
The reporter for the paper was saying how the SWAT team or whatever, the agents kicked down a door that was unlocked. The person didn't even have their door unlocked. The police just kicked it down. And the reporter was saying that they dragged someone's boyfriend out of the house, and they apparently disassembled their vacuum cleaner. And it turns out they had the wrong house. And then, but they still arrested people for drugs. And They said, oh, well, we arrested drug users, and the police chief said that the drug users are beginning their treatment in prison. And then towards the end of the article, he said that they're going to continue their efforts to keep Delaware County safe from drugs. And there was just so many opposing ideas in my head, because it's like, okay, you're admitting these people are committing crimes to get the drugs, and you're saying you're going to, and you admitted you, and you kicked down an innocent person's door and damaged their door. You ripped them out of your house. You probably scared them. Like, you admit that, like, you're committing, it's just, they're so, it
seems like they're the ones committing crimes.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones hurting people. They're exacerbating an already tragic situation, and I can hear the frustration in your voice. It is difficult to swallow that.
But when they're saying that they're going to put these drug users in jail so they could get treatment. Treatment should not start in a jail cell. It should start in a medical environment. And
yeah, I've been in jail with these guys, one of the guys I was in with was actually twice. I've been in with guys that were basically withdrawing from heroin, and they weren't getting treatment. I mean, the dude was just withdrawing from heroin. I mean, he was just in the cell with me, sweating it out. That's what he was up to. There was no treatment going on. It's ridiculous, and it's outrageous.
And I had saw another article that was kind of related to that in a way. There was this 21-year-old that had committed. He was caught. He used a cap gun to rob a convenience store 2 miles from his home, and he robbed it 3 times. And I think the clerk had recognized him because he had went to high school with them, and even with a mask on, he was able to recognize his mannerisms and report him. But this kid that robbed this 21-year-old kid that robbed the store did it for money because he was addicted to heroin. And it's funny that the police chief is saying the police chief and the prosecutor, like, the cops know people are doing it are committing these crimes for drugs, and their answer is to keep it illegal. I mean, it's just
keep the prices high, keep them high, so everybody has to do something criminal in order to be able to afford it, whether it's commit robberies or deal drugs themselves. Thanks, Jeremy, for the call and the update. Hour 3 is next. You take control.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.